Two more U.S.-based China scholars were convicted today in Beijing of spying for Taiwan. Both were given 10-year prison sentences. Another Chinese-born academic with U.S. ties was convicted of spying 10 days ago. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. What happened in court today?
Well, it's very difficult to know exactly what happened in court because no outside observers, least of all foreign journalists, were allowed to attend any of the trials. What we do know comes from the official New China News Agency, which has reported that Gao Jian, the sociologist from American University, and Qin Guangguang, who used to work for a U.S. medical group, have been sentenced to 10 years each for espionage, spying for Taiwan. And in addition, Xinhua has said that a third person, a Chinese citizen by the name of Chu Wei, has been jailed for 13 years for assisting those two, who both hold U.S. permanent residence, in spying for Taiwan.
Is anyone surprised by these verdicts?
I don't think so. The third Chinese person, not many people knew about at all. But for the two green card holders, I think that people thought that it was very likely that they would be found guilty, so the verdict was not a surprise. Through her lawyer, Gao Jian, the American University sociologist, has actually expressed dismay at the length of the sentence, which was 10 years. But talking to observers here in China and outside China, I think a lot of people feel that considering the maximum penalty for this kind of being found guilty of this kind of crime is the death penalty, that she has actually got off reasonably lightly in the circumstances.
Well, what will happen now? Will they go to prison?
It's very difficult to say. What has happened in the past with cases like this, or in cases of dissidents, for instance, who the United States especially have demanded that China release, is that the process has gone through the courts so that China can show that the cases are going according to Chinese law. But what has then happened is that the defendants have then been expelled from China. Now, this could happen in this case, although it should be said that Li Xiaomin, who 10 days ago was also found guilty of espionage and ordered to be deported, has not yet been released from custody at all. So it's very difficult to say, as always, what on earth is going to happen here.
Secretary of State Colin Powell is visiting China this coming weekend. Are these convictions likely to affect that visit?
I think they might. He's said on his way to Asia that he wants to see these two U.S. green card holders and the U.S. citizen Li Xiaomin released before the talks on Saturday. And I think this trip that he's making to China at the weekend is very much a fence-mending trip after the rocky ride of the spy plane incident. And I think if they're not released in the next few days, that I think there really is going to be a dark cloud over his talks here in Beijing at the weekend.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.